With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. There's been a deadly church bombing in Syria.
State media in Syria says at least 20 people were killed and dozens of others wounded when a man opened fire, then detonated an explosive vest inside a Greek Orthodox church outside Damascus. Father Fadi Gattas says we were having mass and people were praying peacefully under God's watchful eye. Suddenly, someone came in through the door wearing a vest and aiming a weapon. The young men rushed at him to get him out of the church, which is a sacred place for us. And at the church door, he blew himself up. The attack on the church was the first of its kind in Syria in years. No group immediately claimed responsibility, but the Syrian Interior Ministry says the attacker was an extremist from the Islamic State group. I'm Donna Water.
The U.S. military has hit three Iranian nuclear sites, inflicting heavy damage to Tehran's nuclear program. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says this is not about pursuing a regime change.
This mission was not and has not been about regime change. The president authorized a precision operation to neutralize the threats to our national interests posed by the Iranian nuclear program and the collective self-defense of our troops and our ally Israel.
All American planes returned safely after targeting the sites. A gunman opened fire during a service at a suburban Detroit church on Sunday, wounding one person before he was shot and killed by a security guard. The shooting happened about 11 a.m. at Cross Point Community Church in Wayne, Michigan. That, according to the church's pastor, Bobby Ross, Jr. This is SRN News. Pornography is bad for you.
That sounds like a comically obvious statement, but it is essentially the conclusion of a new study detailed in the Journal of Addictive Behaviors this month. The report says long-term use of porn leads to depression, self-loathing, and other forms of emotional distress. The report provides an interesting addendum to previous ones, tracking the sharp increase in mental problems amongst American young people, most of whom are now introduced to pornography at an early age. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion funding across the U.S. is drying up 3 years after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. An initial surge of donations has subsided. Scores of clinics have closed, and abortion advocates predict that federal policy changes will result in more shutting down. On the other hand, the majority of abortions in the U.S. are now carried out using pills, and abortion groups are working hard with that. This is SRN News. The Trump White House is cheering the Supreme Court's decision upholding a ban on transgender medical procedures for minors. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a 6-3 decision, the High Court stopped efforts to overturn Tennessee's law banning puberty blockers and hormone treatments for children. Reaction from White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt.
It's a huge victory for America's children, and it's obviously something this administration believes strongly in.
More than two dozen other states have laws similar to Tennessee's. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Fred Smith, the FedEx Corporation founder, has died. He was 80. FedEx started operating in 1973, delivering small parcels more quickly than the post office could. Smith, a Marine Corps veteran, oversaw the growth of a company that combined air and ground service. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.